T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wow, the RV show. I bet a whole lot of folks are traveling by RV this year for a whole lot of reasons. Conversation for another day, though. We switch to Washington. We switch to politics. Major Garrett joins me now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. You know who Major Garrett is. You know, some people, I feel like I could almost just say, Major's here. Some people, you know them by the first name. CBS News, the creator of the Takeout, the Debrief podcast. Major's here. Welcome back, sir.
It's great to be with you. I'm not quite in the Cher Madonna league yet, but I'm working on it, you know.
I was going to say, you're getting there for sure. So I had this thought that, and you can point me in another direction if you feel so inclined, but what dawned on me last night, this morning, as I was watching all of the networks and I was watching all the coverages, that here we are in the middle of May. And half of the political coverage that we see is on the old administration, residue stuff from the former president. And then there's like a little mention of what's going on with the current president.
Yes, yes. Well, that's because there is a national party in America known as the Republican Party, long tradition. Very important in American political life dating back to the 19th century, that's in the moment, or in the midst, rather, of an existential crisis, at least as you listen to Republicans who not necessarily dislike everything about the Trump era or Trump himself, but have parted ways with the former president and those who still cling to his persona on one key point, which is the 2020 election. And they have a harder and harder time reconciling themselves to what the president says about the 2020 election, which, his words, not mine, the greatest fraud in American history, a complete fabrication, totally baseless, proven false in 60 different court cases and by every election official, Republican and Democrat, across the country in all swing states. But he says it nonetheless. Now, right. One of his biggest advocates in the Congress of the United States is a gentleman named Jim Jordan, who represents the 4th District of Ohio. I sat down with him yesterday for an interview. And he said, I never say the election was stolen. And I said, but the former president does. Well, he might say that occasionally. Again, that's just an act of minimization. Wow. He doesn't want to embrace that which the president says, the former president says, which is it was stolen. And anyone who believes otherwise is a fool or a dupe or a weakling. Mm-hmm. And the residual part of the Republican Party, a very strong part of it, a majority of it, still with former President Trump, sees it in those terms. They're not really interested anymore in the facts of whether or not the election was stolen or not. But if you don't agree with President Trump, you are a weakling, you are a conciliating Republican, you have no spine, you don't care about America, and all these other very negative interpretations are thrown at you, which is why Liz Cheney is no longer the number three leader of House Republicans, because she disagreed on this point, and a majority of the or a vast majority of the House Republican conference said, that's unacceptable. Stating in full public view what would pass Lynn as middle school civics, which is this. Mm-hmm. We have an election on an appointed day. Ballots are counted. They're recounted. They're certified, and then a conclusion is drawn. If there are any questions, they're tested by the courts, and when the courts render a verdict, the election is certified. That's middle school civics. Every eighth grader or ninth grader in America learns that. Liz Cheney said, that's the process, we have to respect that. And for that, she was driven out of her leadership position. That's why it's something along the lines of an existential crisis for one half of the two-party system in our country.
Now, given that scenario, how does the country's business get settled or get handled? I mean, I heard someone describe, you know that Biden is, that President Biden is staying out of the fray. Somebody else said, you know, it's like punching a marshmallow because he's not going to punch back. So how do we get the business of America done?
Lynn, there's an old saying in politics, which goes like this. If your opponent is killing himself or herself, don't get in the way. Now, I'm not saying this debate in the Republican Party is going to lead to the end of it. I don't know where the Republican Party is going, but I know it is stumbling because it is stumbling over this particular issue. And there are all sorts of virulent component parts of this issue, which is what was the 2020 election? And you're beginning to see it seep out in very ugly ways. There are some House Republicans who said recently as this week, that the people who attacked the Capitol and beat Capitol police officers in full public view were tourists.
Yeah. Lynn,
I worked in the Capitol for 15 years. Every single day of my life. It's the greatest, most beautiful building in America. It's a privilege to be a congressional reporter for all that time. I walked amid tourists for 15 years. What we saw on January 6th was not a tourist exercise in the United States Capitol. It was an assault. Criminal, defacing, abhorrent, and should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But that minimization, again, I go back to that word. There is a component part of the Republican Party that because of its addiction, its psychological addiction to former President Trump, wants to see things in public view and then recast them in a minimizing way. And that's, I believe, something that has to be scrutinized very carefully, and they have to defend the things that they say about that because our own eyes tell us the truth.
Yeah, that tourist line just literally knocked the wind out of me when I heard it. Major Garrett, we got to figure out a way to have you on for an hour. I could talk to you forever. We're out of time. But Major, from here on in, that's your introduction when you come here. It's
all right,
Major.
I'll take it. Trust me, Lynn, I've been called worse.
Thank you so much, my friend. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.